Hey, so this is just a quick update to our first episode of TLDR. When last we left the Story of Pronunciation book, we had a mysterious YouTube channel that was counting down ominously. We didn't know to what. We were pretty sure it was going to be a viral advertisement for something like a new Battlestar Galactica. We found out this week that we were completely wrong. It was actually leading up to an art project by these two guys, Jacob Bakula and Thomas Bender, called Bear Stearns Bravo. It's sort of a comedy, sci-fi, financial crisis thing. It does not seem very good. But more interestingly, we went back and talked to Gabby Dunn again. Gabby's a reporter at the Daily Dot. She had walked us through the story, and she is so mad and hurt this week. Essentially, she'd found Jacob Bakula, the guy behind Pronunciation Book, back in the beginning of the summer. She contacted him, and he convinced her not to run the story by promising to give her a big reveal about the movie he said it was promoting, which it wasn't. And through complicated, months-long emotional manipulation over the telephone, she goes into it here.
I spoke to him on the phone multiple times, instances where he cried, instances where he begged me not to run their names. He was extremely distraught, telling me that they had signed a non-disclosure, that if it came out that he and Thomas were behind it, they were going to get sued for millions of dollars. He was going to lose his job at BuzzFeed, that it was not worth it for me to publish their names because the real scoop was going to be what it was leading up to, and that it was a major media franchise, and could I please not run their names? And that was in July, and that started a months-long back and forth between me and Jacob Bakula about me needing them to tell me what it was that they were promoting and them not wanting to, and so feeding me more information to stave me off of publishing their names. So they would say, okay, well, we'll give you an interview with the person who's the star of it. Or a couple nights ago, he sent me a 5-page email with explicit details about the contracts and the selling of Pronunciation Book and the company that they were working for, and it's all fiction.
Break down for me like how you're feeling. Where are you at?
I feel like nothing is real. I'm a reporter, and I have no problem being harsh to sources. And I was 4 or 5 times ready to hit publish on this article about them. I'm feeling confused as to what about their sob story made me rethink it.
They designed this thing to fool everybody, but you got a special personal performance.
Yeah. From what I understand from a friend of mine that was involved peripherally, he told me that he's fairly certain that they chose journalists, like they picked us, some of us, to use as part of the game.
What?
Yeah.
How?
I'm a comedian as well, and over 100 people involved in the production of the videos were comedians that I know.
So just to underline this, as you spent the last year chasing this story and being lied to, many of the people that you know in your life knew information that would have stopped all this for you and didn't tell you. And like the delusion that crazy people have, which is that everyone is keeping a secret from them, in your case, that was true.
Yes. From what I understand from multiple friends that I spoke to this morning, everyone that I knew had a piece of the puzzle, but no one had the full puzzle.
Right. And the reason that so many people were involved in this is because the whole Pronunciation Book, Horace eBook stunt has been leading up to this sort of ARG, which has a lot of video in it. And so they cast comedians who you knew to play parts in these videos.
Well, I got a call from one of my very good friends who I've known in the New York comedy scene for, 5 years, and he was laughing. He's the star of this. And he said, I couldn't tell you, I couldn't tell you. And he had lied to me.
Like, what seems gross about it to you is that they lied to you in such an elaborate way, and just to you, that it seems like they just had fun lying to you.
Of course. I called one of them this morning and I said that I wanted to talk about it. A guy who I've known peripherally in the comedy scene for years. And he said, what do you want to talk about? And I said, I want to talk about the timeline and I want to talk about the use of journalists and why pick me? Why use me? What? Why am I a part of this? Why? He said, I'm not going to talk about that. And I said, well, what will you talk about? And he said, I'll tell you, it's not Battlestar Galactica. And then he laughed. And then he said, sorry, Gabby. And then he hung up. Part of me wants to be happy for them because they pulled off a thing, whatever. But the other part of me is like, oh, these guys are psychopaths and they should be locked up before they start committing murder. Like, that's... like, is this the first step? Like, is this they've like killed a cat? Now they do this. Next step, people. Like, I don't understand.
Well, it's funny because we both felt like, oh, I wish this were darker. It sucks that this just seems like it's just an advertisement for a movie. I wish it were something really messed up.
Well, it's dark for me because I just started seeing people I know post about it on Facebook, and it was sincerely like the Truman Show.
We'll have commenters who are like, oh, she's dumb, she shouldn't have been strung along by this, whatever. Like, what would you say to our wonderful commenters?
I feel that way about myself because I've been working as a journalist for 10 years, and you think that you should know better, and I am beating myself up completely. But it was more than just a source lying where you can check it out. It was a source lying that then had all of your friends lying to you. That doesn't happen with other stories. You don't get other stories where people involved in your daily life are involved in keeping you in the dark. And I did. I doubted immensely. I had fights with Bakula on the phone, and I doubted and doubted and doubted, and he was very manipulative. And when you have a source and you're a human and they're crying and they're telling you that their life's work is gone and that all, they're bankrupt and all these things, I wanted to be a person before a journalist. And that was apparently a mistake that I now, to maybe to the detriment of someone else, I'll never make again.
Gabby Dunn's a reporter at The Daily Dot. I'm PJ Vogt. You can find more TLDR stuff at tldr.onthemedia.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.